So, just wanted to explain kind of the reason behind the name Parking Lot Thoughts. So, some of you guys know this, but for those that don't, I work right near the Angels Stadium in Anaheim, California. And as you can imagine, a baseball stadium has a large parking lot. And so I try to, a couple times a day, or at least once a day, go outside, take a walk, clear my head, relieve the stress of sitting in front of a computer all day. And so while I'm walking out in the parking lot here, as you might imagine, my brain wanders to different thoughts and feelings and whatnot. And usually I just keep these things to myself or what have you. But I decided, you know what, sometimes it's worth talking about. And so that said, that's why we call this Parking Lot Thoughts. It's pretty straightforward and pretty easy to explain. It's called that because that's what it is. It's my thoughts while in the parking lot. So with that said, just thought I'd share a story that I've not really talked out much. I've written it. It was the subject of a book that I wrote a couple of years ago, but I've never actually spoken it a whole lot, other than just, you know, some highlights here and there. So a couple of years ago, it would be a little over 3.5 years ago, July, well, let's back up. It started in May of 2015, right on Mother's Day. Zeke, my son, woke up in the middle of the night complaining that he had leg pain. And so we didn't know what to do, couldn't console him. Gave him some Motrin, children's Motrin. That seemed to help. Went back to sleep, woke up a couple hours later, same thing, complaining of the pain. Then this time he couldn't walk because it was so bad. So after an hour or two of trying to console him, nothing worked. We called Stacia's mom. She came over to stay with the other kids while we went to the hospital. And once we got there, they did tests, x-rays, etc., etc. Could not find a single thing wrong with him. They just told us to, you know, keep treating it with Motrin because it's probably just swollen joints because he'd recently had a cold. There was a name for it. It was toxic something or others. Basically just inflammation of the joints caused by a lingering cold. So we gave him Motrin. It seemed to work. A couple weeks went by and everything seemed all right. Happened once or twice more. Gave him Motrin. Seemed to work. Fast forward to July. End of June, beginning of July. So July 1st. He seemed kind of pale and had some random bruising. And so we thought, hey, you know what? We should probably see what the deal is with that. Made an appointment for the doctor on the 2nd, July 2nd, 2015. Once we got to the doctor's office, as soon as we walked in to the office, the doctor said, I want you guys to go get lab work done, head over to the hospital, do lab work, then wait there for me to call you. So we went to the hospital, had the lab work done, we're sitting around in the lobby for a few hours, and then after a few hours, it was after business hours, it was probably around 5, 30 or so. We hadn't gotten a call, and so I figured, you know what, it's after business hours, she probably just forgot, went home, so let's just get in the car and head back home. So we got in the car, buckled up, we're literally backing out of the parking spot when the phone rang, and phone rang, answered it, doctor on the other line says, are you sitting down, because I have some bad news. So at that moment, our hearts stopped, as you can imagine, being a parent, hearing something like that. We didn't know what she was about to say, so we happened to already be sitting down, put the car back in park, and then doctor proceeds to tell us, got the results back, Zeke either has aplastic anemia or cancer. And so imagine sitting in a car hearing that. For the first time, never even considering that as being an option. It's not something you can really prepare for. So we heard that, and we were sitting there just dumbfounded. She told us that we needed to check into the hospital, because Zeke needed some transfusions, because some of his counts were dangerously low. So we said, okay, whatever you say. Checked in the hospital. He started getting a blood transfusion and a platelet transfusion right away. And that was the beginning of our first of many stays at the hospital. That particular stay was 2 weeks. I think 12 days, technically. Anyway, so slept in the hospital at night. Woke up the next morning. Well, I say slept, but I say that figuratively since we didn't technically really sleep much. Anyway, official diagnosis came back the following morning, July 3rd, 2015. Doctor told us, okay, lab results came back. Your son officially has acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And so that was a real, I don't even know how to say it. It was a wild thing to hear, not a happy thing to hear, and just completely stopped us in our tracks. So for the next 3.5 years, we walked through that journey of cancer with Zeke. He did treatments, he did transfusions, he did surgeries, he did all kinds of crazy, insane stuff that I would never wish on anyone, let alone a child. And so here we are, 2019 now, so 4 years later, almost 4 years, it'll be 4 years this July, and Zeke is completely done with all of his treatment. He's finished his chemo, he's finished all that, completely in remission, totally cancer-free currently, doesn't have to do chemo anymore or any other meds, has to go back once a month for blood work just to make sure everything is still on the up and up. We'll have to do that probably till the next year or so is over. But it was such a, just a crazy, crazy journey looking back on it now. At the time, you can hear the train station talking at the passengers waiting to board. Again, parking lot thoughts. So you'll hear all kinds of parking lot noises and whatnot. Anyway, so the whole journey, during walking through it, we didn't really think much of anything. It's just we did what we had to do. We supported our son. We went to the hospital. We kept just ridiculous schedules of not sleeping or working graveyards, or working graveyards then going to be at the hospital all day. We just did, like I said, whatever we had to do to get him through it. That was our purpose for those 3.5 years. And it was, you know, it was very difficult on some days, fairly easy on others. But looking back, it's just one of those things that you don't really consider as being a blessing, I guess. But the fact of the matter is, because of having gone through that with Zeke, and having experienced all the things that we experienced, people that we met, we're completely changed people, I think, now. We've met so many amazing doctors and nurses and other families that were going through similar stuff. And it has, at the time, it engulfed us with compassion. And, I mean, if you have to go through something like that, then what better thing to gain than compassion for the world around you? That's something that more of us should get, however we can. Anyway, so that's kind of just what the journey was and what it did for us and where we are now. Yeah, we'll talk more about that next time, but for now, that's my parking lot thoughts for today. Thanks for tuning in.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.